Welcome back to the second hour of this live Monday, July 15th, 2024 transmission. I am in Northern California, and under any other circumstance, it would be our top story that we hooked up with a group of 20 people that have been working there for weeks and got just incredible information. And the harrowing tales of some of them being arrested and being interrogated, and the police thinking that I'd sent them in there, which is not the case. But we definitely, you know, got the footage from them. A lot more of that footage is coming out today. But there's like 50 hours of it. There's 5 hours of just the ritual on video. And I only brought one crew member, Rob Doob. So that's all going on. But that ties into, they're doing the satanic ritual, the Republican leadership, literally, the same day they try to kill Trump. And don't let the Jedi mind tricks work on you, folks. The Secret Service stood down, and I'm really ashamed of some of the famous Secret Service people I've seen on national television going, well, they really screwed up. Yeah, this is gross negligence. They should have people on the roofs. It wasn't negligence. They were told to do it. Trump should be hauling all those people in to a conference room and saying, I'm the real president. Now you tell me everybody that told you where to go and what to do. And guys, I was just getting some interference. Are we good?
You sound great.
It sounds like somebody, you guys, just open the mic. Okay. So that's where we're at on this. Okay. And they're going to go after him again. And I just going to repeat that 1,000 times to you. But this hour, I'm going to go over some of the clips, cover some of the developments, look at the security in Milwaukee, and a lot more. And then we have a special guest who ran over 300 of Trump's events, who was the head of his advanced detail, who will be giving you bombshell information that just backs up everything we're saying, coming up in the third hour today. We've got a lot of other huge guests coming up in the days ahead. I was scheduled to be coming back to Texas Wednesday, and I'm tempted just to come back right now, but it's probably just best that I stay put till I get there. It is mentally exhausting when I pull up in my mind the different scenarios and different mixtures of scenarios that, again, I understand from deep, total commitment research of reading over 1,000 books on military history, warfare, and clandestine operations, and studying the globalist in depth and interviewing thousands of experts. I have the greatest general knowledge of anybody on our team, Team Humanity, of the enemy operations, and that's recognized. And I don't say that with pleasure, because it makes me a major target, and I don't just like to be a target for fun. I have to do this, and they wanted us off air for what they just did, because they know I know what they're going to do. I don't know exactly when they're going to do it or which scenario they're going to pull, but they're going to shoot up black churches or Hispanic events, truck bombs, you name it. They can do a false flag and say the Russians fired a missile into Europe. They already tried that in Ukraine, saying that, you know, the Russians fired missiles into Poland, but it turned out it was Zelensky and his crew. These people are psychotics. The John Brennans, the Clappers, that's the ones running this. And British intelligence is up to its eyeballs in it as well. And it's disgusting. And they've got the EU intelligence and NATO intelligence and all of them doing this. And they're all ganged up on us, the American people, and our nation is under siege. And we have true enemies of our people in control. And we're trying to wrestle legally and lawfully the wheel of the ship out of these monsters' hands. And so when I sit here and I hammer and I hammer and I hammer and I hammer, you know, we've been so busy, and I've dropped the ball, because showing people clips of me predicting all this is powerful and it gets them to listen to me in the future. So I'm asking by the end of the day, by the end of the show, because it shouldn't be hard to find. I know the archives put like an hour long thing out of me going back to 2015 saying they're going to kill Trump or try to kill Trump. I want all the latest stuff from 5 weeks ago. I want the latest stuff from like a week ago, where I said, you just watch, they're going to try to kill Trump. And then when they do that, they're going to kill Biden and say it was tit for tat. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to impress upon you the direness of the situation. Our republic and the entire future of the planet now hangs in the balance. And I just ask all of you, morning, noon, and night, or whenever you feel called by the Spirit to do it, to get on your knees and to pray to God for protection. In fact, Pastor Brown said he could come on today or tomorrow. I know we have a guest coming up in an hour, but I want to get Brown on just for even 10 minutes today and an hour tomorrow, or 30 minutes tomorrow. I want him to say a prayer here on air. He predicted they were going to kill Trump again last week or try to kill him. I mean, it's not a hard prediction to make. It's the only move they've got left. And again, you're like, well, they won't get away with it. They're not getting away with anything. They're more desperate. They're completely cornered. And again, what do they do to get the sympathy back or to change the subject? Some horrible event. And again, if their next assassination attempts fail, if they're unable to poison him, that's the default. They're going to try to poison him. And if they can't get a shooter in, and if they can't get a truck bomb in close enough, if they put the barricades far enough back in Milwaukee, they're going to wait till he's back in Mar-a-Lago or somewhere and roll a truck bomb in there, guaranteed, and say the Iranians did it. And, I mean, Trump is the type that is fearless. And he actually relishes putting himself in harm's way. And I get that. I have those same instincts. Except this is 21st century warfare. And he needs to be exposing the deep state and saying, we know you did it, and coming right out with it. Everybody knows it's true. And that will devastate them and put them on their heels. He has to come out and say, I know you did it, deep state. And then rattle off the history of the CIA and the deep state and all of them and say that if I do get killed, you're to blame. And he needs to call all their asses out. That's the number one thing. Pray. Trump has to go on the offense with the truth, and if he can't do it or he won't do it, we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's why they wanted us off the air by now, because they knew I'd be doing this right here. And my whole life, 50 years, is building towards this point right now, and your life too. So I'm not nervous about my life. I'm not nervous about my safety. I have zero concern about that at this point. I have concern about my family and nuclear war and losing the whole thing. And that's why I am so upset and can barely even do this show right now, because at a primitive genetic level, I'm supposed to be suiting up with my battle axe right now and dealing with it that way. But the public has been brainwashed and manipulated, and it's starting to wake up. We're not at that point yet. We will do it through the system. We will take the government back. And then, yes, there are those responsible, and they are going to be held accountable. But to quote V for Vendetta, if you really want to know the culprit and why we got to this, just look in the mirror. So we will get them. But that is not why we're doing this. We don't fight the enemy because we hate them. We fight the enemy because they're attacking our children and the civilization they're going to live in. We don't fight the enemy because we hate them. We fight for the people behind us, our women and our children. And I told everybody this a few months ago, and I called George Strait out because I love George Strait. And I know people that know him very well. I know his band, been friends with him for years, the Ace of the Hole guys. And he's a patriot. He knows all this stuff. He's super smart. Where's George Strait? Okay, he gets housing for veterans and American flags and stuff. Great. because that's not George Strait's job. Okay, George Strait, there'll be a nuclear war. You understand, George Strait? That's what this comes down to. And I'm not singling him out. I'm just using him as an example. Because we're not in normal times. You know, I have buddies and people say, hey, man, let's go play pool or let's go play golf. And I understand that's important to do. And you're supposed to go out and have some fun in life. I can't do that. I can't just sit around on the edge of World War III with our borders completely wide open when your castle's on fire and your troops are trying to hold the drawbridge and the main gate's on fire. You better go secure the gate or we're going to lose the whole city. And we're not going to just lose a city and it burns down and barbarians kill the men, haul our women and children off over their shoulders. We all die in thermonuclear flame. So, okay, George Strait, everybody, you just go have your concerts and have your fun and flap your American flags everywhere. Those flags will be in burnout ashes with mass starvation and a new dark age and nuclear winter and cannibalism. Civilizations destroy themselves all the time. Human civilization has never gotten this big to this point, and it's never been this dangerous. And it's like having 100 plates in your hands, trying to carry them in the kitchen. And one false step, they all come crashing down. And I'm just saying to everybody, hey, will you come over here and help me hold these plates up? Here's another analogy. We're in the Atlantic. We're 10 miles from shore. And the ship's leaking, and it's listing. And if a few more degrees of water get in, the ship is going to capsize. And we've got exhausted men in the bottom manning the hand pumps. And there are people up on the top deck smoking cigars with their thumbs up their asses, saying, hey, more caviar. And we're in the belly of the ship. Ha, ha, get out of here. Help us. Help us. We can't get in. And the ship's, and like we're 10 miles from shore. And the engineers got the engine going as hard as they can, trying to get us to that damn shore. And there are people in their tuxedos walking around with their thumbs up their ass. They're putting everybody in prison. They just killed 35 million people with poison shots. They started World War III. They just shot Trump in the head. I know the scenarios. They're going to hit him with a nuke. I don't say this stuff to be alarmist. I'm risking my life right now doing this. They are pissed that we're on air and exposing them. Do you understand that? I'm not risking my life for no reason. Everything I just told you is a fact. You got it? That's where we are. The ship is sinking. Water is pouring in, freezing water. The ship could tump over any minute. Get up off of your asses or die. We must expose the enemy. We must let them know that we know and that we see them. They've been going around cloaked this whole time. Understand? They have been cloaked. And us sitting here and not wanting to admit how bad it is their cloak. Our denial is the ocean in which these evil things swim. Now, when the ship goes down, and without act of God, and God working through you, it will. All the globalists will end up getting killed as well. Guaranteed now. We've laid enough seeds, enough political landmines in the system that they will never, never, never get away with this. But I want to light them up politically, spotlight them now, so horribly that everybody has a mass awakening about this so they back off. And they may do it. And I would also ask God, and I would pray, and I am a student of the Bible and a student of history, and God does help those that help themselves. But the Israelites, before they were the Israelites, in ancient Egypt under the rule of Ramses II, and this was carved on the walls. This is in the hieroglyphs, not just in the Torah. It's not just in the Jewish histories. It happened. And Ramses I ordered all the firstborn Israelites killed. They did that all the time to keep numbers down and control populations. This, you know, this isn't the New World Order's first rodeo. And when Egypt would not let the Jews go, Moses prayed for the angel of death to be sent and for the angel of death to visit what they've done to the Jewish children to pharaohs. I don't want anybody to shoot anybody, bomb anything, any of that. But I do think it's time for us to pray. I don't talk about stuff like this, the heavy artillery, unless we're in an emergency. And I'm not going to do it right now because it's too awesome at this point. I have to think about this a little more. You have to ask the Holy Spirit and God. But you see these witches and people get together and ask Satan to kill people, put hexes on them and stuff. They're trying to copy what God can actually do, okay? So it's not black magic when we go to God and say, God, we need to be delivered. We will do whatever you say. We have courage, but we ask you to confuse our enemies, and we ask you to send the angel of death. And God can just kill these people. And I'm going to talk to Pastor Brown, a few other pastors I trust, about this first before I do it. Catholics can pray the rosary and things like that. That's good. You know, focus on God. But I personally am strongly considering praying for the angel of death. So that's where we're at, all right? And it's a big deal, and I don't know how I'm the man to do it. So, because I'm not comparing myself to Moses, folks. You start praying to God to send the angel of death, you know, that's the final thing we can do. But it is God that's going to intercede. I just want the enemy to know we know this stuff. So if you really want us to call down hellfire on you, I know God's going to answer. I just don't know if I'm the man to even do this. That's why I'm just putting it out there, and I'm not asking people to do it for me because I don't want to touch it. It is dangerous. It is awesome. It's the real deal, folks. So that's where we are. Chase Geyser, take over a few minutes, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to look at these clips and things I've got. I'm going to break a bunch of information down. Your response to the epicness of the moment we're in.
Powerful stuff, Alex. Thank you. And thank you for going to Bohemian Grove and reminding everybody how this whole journey at InfoWars all started. Obviously, we're on air years before the Bohemian Grove stuff, but it goes to show the truth of the statement that we are in a spiritual war, the truth of the claim that we are in a spiritual war. And when I look at what's happening in Bohemian Grove and the elites and what they do and how it's all secretive, and it's not even the bizarre torches or the bizarre rituals or the Faustian plays that they do, but just the fact that yesterday we learned that they still have a wanted sign with Alex Jones's face up at Bohemian Grove. And they're still talking about him and looking for him. And the fact that the Republican elites that go to these events, these secret meetings, are disappointed to hear that Donald Trump wasn't assassinated. I saw a clip earlier today, Jack Black, who was somebody I loved and adored as a teenager, listening to Tenacious D, the greatest song in the world, and watching his movies. I mean, School of Rock, how hilarious and awesome and inspiring that was as a comedy. It was such a great family movie with such a great message. On stage singing happy birthday to his bandmate today and says, make a wish to Kyle. And Kyle just goes, next time, don't miss Trump. The fact of the matter is we are faced not with a Democratic enemy, not with a leftist enemy, not even with a globalist enemy. We are faced with an enemy that is ultimate evil. And moreover, we're not even dealing with villains that are akin to the Hitlers or the Maos or the Stalins or the Darth Vaders or the Emperor Palpatines or the Saurons. We are dealing with villains who don't even give us the respect of being competent. I mean, those villains that I named were incredibly competent in the way they conducted evil and seized power. I mean, Darth Vader turned to the dark side for good reasons. He thought the dark side was the answer to curing death. That is the message of Star Wars, is that evil entices us because of our good intentions. But now we have gone beyond those who have turned to evil with good intentions to a class of people so callous, so evil, so insensitive, so lacking in empathy, so sociopathic, that they didn't even do it with good intentions. They just did it for the sake of it. I mean, evil for the sake of evil is something that we hadn't really seen anywhere in fiction or history many times up until maybe the Joker in A Dark Knight with Christian Bale. Some people just want to see the world burn, Mr. Wayne. And, you know, I don't know about calling on the angel of death or anything like that. That's between Alex and God and you and God and me and God to contemplate. But there's absolutely no question that we are being faced with evil at the highest levels. The level of Satan, the ultimate adversary to good and God's plan. And it feels a lot like a climax of a story. I know this is, in one way, just the beginning. But in another way, it feels like Act 3. Or the third movie in a Lord of the Rings trilogy. Or the third movie in a Star Wars trilogy. It feels like everything is culminating into a climax. And there's suddenly going to be this unwinding at this key pivotal moment. Everything's going to be resolved. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again because, frankly, it's true. The info war is never over. You're either winning it or you're losing it. And right now, I feel as if we are finally winning the info war because so many people are waking up. But the waking up is only the first step. Knowing the truth is only the first step. It's just like with love. Truth and love are very similar things. They're different notions, but they're very similar things. They're meaningless without action. What does love mean if you don't act upon it? What does the truth mean if you don't use the truth and then act upon it? Repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of God is near. You can know that the kingdom of God is near, but if you don't repent and be baptized, then what's the point? You have to act on it. And I agree with Alex and the other hosts here at InfoWars and the other conservatives who've been outspoken over the course of the last couple of days that violence is not the answer, certainly not yet. Sometimes violence is the answer. Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time to kill. Of course, one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not murder. But then in Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time to kill. There's a difference between killing and murder. And what we saw on Saturday was not an attempt to kill President Trump. It was an attempt to murder President Trump. It was successful in murdering others. It was an assassination. And go ahead.
And Chase, the Bible's 100% clear on this. And of course, you know this, but people may not. Murder means kill somebody that's innocent. Like, go kill your neighbor because you want to have sex with his wife. Or
right.
Whatever. A time to kill, the Bible says many times, there is a time to rise up and kill. You know, it says when your enemy comes in to your village and tries to come into your home with a sword to kill you, pick up your sword and kill him.
Right.
So, I mean, Christ said after, you know, the Romans came in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, no, it's not the time for the swords right now. But he goes, sell your cloak and buy a sword because that time is coming. He's saying it's better to be in your underwear and have a sword than to not have a sword. And so, absolutely. That's what this is all about. And that's why the Bible's so deep. It has so many meanings. And the greater your discernment is, and the older you get, you then read it, and it's so much more powerful, you know, greater than, you know, even Shakespeare, because it's God inspired and it's all right there. And so when I was younger, and some of the passages of the Bible made no sense, now they're just so incredibly deep because it was God, you know, working through those people to bring that message. And that's really where we are. And you know, if you go back to the top rabbi, and there were two groups, top rabbi of the second largest group in Israel. And this is something they try to hide in the media, but it's in the historical records. He said, don't kill Jesus, don't hurt him, because he is God. He said, he is God. He is God. So yeah. Even the Jews were like, no, this guy's God. Because I mean, they talked to him. They were like, no, this is God. And then the other group, you know, got him killed. So it's like that in any group or any organization. There's always the good group and the bad group in every organization. Humans are all the same, folks. And the good ones are great and the bad ones are the worst. And, you know, that's how this works. And these globalists, they want the life extension. They want to use us like guinea pigs. They want to play God. And they've already been exercising that. They've already committed these giant crimes. And Trump, doesn't want to be part of that and is fundamentally a good person and is fundamentally a classic tough guy American who's not perfect and who can be fooled and who made a lot of mistakes, but now he's so much more hardcore. And the fact that he has survived this, this made Trump, Trump was already really winning by 20 plus points in real polls. Now they held the election tomorrow.
It's game over.
Trump would get 70% of voters. And that's why he's an even greater danger now. And I just keep harping on the scenarios of how they would do it and how they would change the subject right after they did it, which is a huge war expansion, a stock market crash, a cyber attack that knocks half the country's power off. Those are things that are not possibilities now. It is a probability. It's very easy to kill people, especially when you run their security. Trump will be killed unless God intervenes. And that means working through us. And that means literally calling every talk radio station, calling into C-SPAN. When you hear these, even mainline conservatives all day arguing about the shooter and who they really are. And, well, you know, did the Secret Service mess up? They didn't mess up. They were told to stand down. Okay? So that's the reality of this. And that's how sick and corrupt our institutions are and what they've become. And so we need those Secret Service agents to go public. We need people to stop thinking, keep your head down. I've got so many of these videos, and that's why it'd be better if I was back in Austin. And I'm going to go over some of these and definitely play them today and tomorrow, and I'll probably do a show this evening, which is clips. But I've seen so many clips, it gives me a headache. I've seen 30 clips at least. I posted probably 10 of them on my X account, where it's people going around for like minutes. Hey, they're up there. There's people running away from the roof. Hey, there's a guy with a gun. And then you see police running away. You see police in their camo running with their back turned, and now it's confirmed that they saw the shooter and they ran, and they all got on their radios to call mommy and say, what do I do? I mean, look, if I was, you know, there and a police officer and I see a guy that's clearly a civilian with a gun in a prone position, I'm going to start shooting at him. I mean, I'm not going to think. I'm going to start shooting. And so, again, they built into the lawyer system this paralyzed system where even though the low-level Secret Service and police weren't in on it, but they were told nobody on the roof. You have to be told that. It's the default. It's like if we lived in by the North Pole or something, or you know, or let's say you lived in Minnesota, and it's January, 25 below in the middle of a snowstorm, and you're a mother and you're a father and you got three kids, and then you see your wife walking out the door to take the kids to school before you go to work, and she's got all three of your children naked, and they're walking out into a blizzard, you'd say, why are the children naked? Or have you lost your mind? They're going to freeze to death. That's the equivalent of not having people on a rooftop 450 feet away on a big giant white roof standing out in his gray and black outfit. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is like you walk into the kitchen and your husband has your newborn baby trying to stick it into a blender. This isn't, oh, they really screwed up. Oh, they're idiots. They were told to do that. All right, we're going to go to break. Stay there, Chase. I got big news. Break when we come back. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for three more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Chase Gosser was making some really good points earlier. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I need to do this because we won't be here if you don't support. We have gone through hell to stay on the air. I'm very, very thankful to all of you for keeping us on the air. And I just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products you need. The last CRO, just to give you an update on InfoWars, I'll move back into the perilous situation all of humanity's in right now. And the different scenarios that I have already walked through that I'll expand on that are beyond critical for the masses to understand this, that can stop the enemy. You know, they know they're going to get the blame for the scenarios they're going to carry out. It's very, very elementary. It's very, very simple, but it's something that really only I do. And some people are now adopting my understanding and worldview. The evidence is all there for you. And so we have a good chance of beating this. Again, I do not want to be the only prominent person that understands how the enemy operates. And it is my mission to get people squared away. And then I intend to retire. Because you're either all in or you're, not in the fight. My point is 30 years doing this. I don't hate doing it. It's just that we need to get to the point where there's a lot of other people that have got the New World Order's number, and so that they can't get away with these tricks anymore. And that's really my greatest frustration. So the CRO, who now I learned admitted to lawyers and witnesses, and I've gotten multiple witnesses. Said I'd been ordered by the Justice Department and by the quote Sandy Hook families that he must be shut down now. That was 5 weeks ago. And we're like, well, you don't have a court order. I mean, so the Justice Department lawyers tell the U.S. trustee and tell the chief restructuring officer to do this. And I saw him over the year and a half he was there, get rid of all the advertising, shut down most of the supplements, kick all my dad's supplements out of the company so we couldn't sell those. My dad was only making like 20% on it. And I watched him do all of this and just slowly turn the place off. And then a few months before he tried to shut us down, we had the RV set up, all that stuff. We were about to go to the border. And he said, no, you can't go to the border. And we went, but you know, we still haven't settled. They haven't settled. We're still open. The judge says we've got lots of runway. That's how we make money, is going out and covering things. That, you know, we're media. That's what we do. It'd be like having a football game without pads or helmets or, you know, referees. An NFL game, you know, in people's shorts. And then he just said, no more trips, no more nothing. And then I caught them trying to bring in more of the private security firm to shut us down 5 weeks ago. And the crew's like, how do they shut us down with a court order? And then the security firm went, yeah, there is a court order, but we've been ordered to do it. And then I slept up there. And the next day, they call the security company head and say, you will shut that down. I'm a lawyer. And this is coming from the very, very top. This is coming from the committee that the judge appointed. Well, the committee is the Sandy Hook lawyers and the U.S. trustee, Melissa Hazelton's her name, appointed by the court. She just said, you will close the doors now. And her lawyer called up and said, you will close the doors. And that was on the Saturday. So I had to sleep up there. Now, again, folks, they didn't do that because they just don't like Alex Jones. The federal government's so out of control that they literally had the Justice Department office of bankruptcy was at my depositions threatening me, saying, if you get one thing wrong, we're going to put you in prison, reading me U.S. code. And I'm like, I don't have a problem. I've got outside accountants and lawyers. I don't even do my own checkbook. And every damn thing I said was true, and there was no hidden money. And now the New York Times says Jones has meager assets. I told everybody what I had. A little lake house, and I considered myself wealthy. It was great. I hadn't been there in a year. I'm so busy. A little fishing shack, beautiful little blue house, and 127 acres way outside the country as an emergency place with a sharecropper shack on it that's 150 years old. And it was awesome. And that's gone. And I don't care. But the point is that, remember, I had hundreds of millions hit, and I'm a criminal and all this stuff. They had the Justice Department in there. And when they found out that I did exactly what I said to the letter, right down to it, letter, the bargain to the letter. And so, and then they just come swooping in with all this crazy crap. And then they get up on the stand before the judge fired the CRO and the U.S. trustee and say, well, we had to shut him down. He had guns. And the judge goes, excuse me? Well, yeah, there were guns. He goes, well, testify. What were the guns? Well, we just heard there was a security threat. And then I later learned what it was. I came walking into the office like I do all the time and laid my 9mm on this little coffee table at my control seat where I do the show. And that gun is almost always there. And the crew in the control room have concealed carries, and they're all got guns. And imagine these people on the stand, their new excuse to close this was, we have guns, like we're some terror group, you know, the IRA or something. Yeah, InfoWars is a target. You better believe we got guns. We're not going to roll over if some lunatic comes in there and starts shooting. We don't just operate off the two armed security guys we got. We're armed. Cops show up. Constable shows up with a letter of eviction or a shutdown. I'll say, yes, sir. Shake their hand and offer them some coffee and say, hey, can I get my stuff out of my office? Got a few things left. I'll say, hey, order you some pizza. I know you're going to be here a while. That's what I do. They said on the stand, I had guns. And the judge goes, and? Well, we heard there was a threat. What was it? Well, we can't say. What? But you see, they gave the order illegally. They were doing the bad thing to shut us down. And then they started thinking, oh, wait, these people have guns, as if we were going to resist anybody. If the private security company that we've had hired for 7-8 years that didn't follow their orders, followed their illegal order and said, get out of the building, I'd already told security, I said, I will call the Austin Police Department. And when they come here, I will say, officers, I'm being told to get out of the building. There is no paperwork. And the police would have told the security to get out of the building. See, because I'm on the side of right. I would have given the police cups of coffee or iced tea. Would you like a Topo Chico? We don't run around pointing guns at people. We don't run around hurting people. We're the good guys. I help little old ladies get their groceries out of their car. I'm a nice person. I tip good. All the top Democrats just know don't tip. What does that tell you about somebody? These are scum people. And the reason I say that is you need to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Incredible supplements, nano silver products, you name it, DrJonesNaturals.com. And let me finish the story. I'll get back into Trump and all the huge world news. So the CRO would not order any more products. So in 1 month, almost all of our supplements, and you notice we go to the shopping cart, half the stuff says on back order, not available. Because he never reordered any of it to make us money to slowly shut us down. And when he got time to do it, he was ready. He was going to lock the doors, liquidate it, and keep as much money legally as he could. And that's, you know, his mission complete for good, being a good Democrat, who in the last month went around telling people, I deserve to be fired. I deserve to be in jail. I'm going to kill people and saying the vaccine's not good. That's their attitude. And so here's where InfoWars is. We have about a month. It was 5 weeks of product left a week ago. So, yeah. We've got a month of product left, and then there's going to be no product. So the new trustee, the new manager said, no, in the interim, you know, you can sell product. You can bring it in. We can get new stuff to keep this going. And the committee of the Democrat Party, appointed by the judge, is saying, no, we don't want more product ordered. We don't want more product gotten. And this guy's saying, no, that makes no sense. You're going to get some of this money if and ever it shuts down or there's a settlement or whatever. But see, they don't want that. So he's authorized us, they're being printed right now in Texas, to have the bulletproof shirt made, okay? All right? And so it's pre-order, but you'll get it in a couple of weeks. We need the support. We'll be open for at least 2-3 months, and there's a good chance we'll stay open after that now because we got that crew of Democrats out of the operation. The judge saw right through them. They were so delusional, they tried to put in edited transcripts to the judge that weren't even an official transcript service of what I'd said on the air about them trying to close the doors. The judge said, I want the full transcripts. Oh, lo and behold, they had them right there. They pull them out sheepishly, huge telephone book thick deals. And the judge says, I'm going to need an hour and 45 minute break. I'm going to go read this. And the judge came out completely, he's very controlled, enraged at them and fired all their asses. They thought giving the judge transcripts of what I exposed all the stuff they did, that I believe is criminal. Those arrogant bastards thought the judge would not like me. See, something happens when you actually listen to what I say, not what people claimed I said. Trump never said all Mexicans are criminals. He didn't say anything close to it. He said there's a lot of good people coming across, but also a lot of really bad hombres. You think you ask a Mexican in South Texas if bad hombres are coming across? They'll say, yes, bad hombres. Some bad hombres is not all Mexicans are bad. The people that told you that are telling you you're bad. They're putting words in his mouth attacking you and attacking me. They want to kill all of us. And it's time. It's time to let the globalists know that no matter what happens, no matter what you do, in the end, you're going to pay for what you've done, and I want you to know that. And I want you to understand and see my war face. And I want you to know my will's 1,000 times stronger than yours ever will be, and our people's will is 1,000 times stronger, and our God is infinity stronger. Now, the point is that we're going to have to bring in some sponsors because there's no product left, and we're going to have to do the T-shirts. We're going to have a few more designs. I just wanted to get one printed really fast, but we're going with the one that says never surrender, that's the same as the white one that looks so good. In fact, get that same design, but just never surrender under it. That shirt needs to be up as well. And then we'll get that printed right now with that order in today. And I've been authorized to do that. And I need you to fund us. And the court needs to see a lot of money in the company. Because the judge said, I don't want to shut down Infowars. This is ridiculous. The law isn't supposed to shut something down. You guys can get money, but you don't even want that. You just want it closed. And they also told me they want to control my speech. And I told them, no way. So that's why I didn't, quote, settle with them, because there is no settlement in my speech. And they go, well, we don't want you to talk about us. I don't want to talk about you. You attach yourselves to me. You fundraise off my name and claim I did all this stuff to you. I never did. You're obsessed with me. And so I don't ever talk about you again. But you want to run around and have your HBO shows and all your programs and lie about me and sit there and have me take it. Well, I'm not going to sit there and take it. I will never live on my knees, ever. And Zapata said it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Let me tell you something about the world. People on their knees are the ones that die, not the ones that live on their feet. So you're damn right I'll die on my feet, because you understand that? Now, I'm almost not on air right now because I'm so focused and so pissed. I feel like I could take on 20 people right now. And that's the feeling everybody needs to have. Real determination ain't about summing up the will to do it. It's about you're going to do it. And that's where Trump's at. And so I respect Trump. If he thinks he can just run around in front of everybody and go to these rallies and parade around like a shooting target, then that's his issue. And I defer to Trump, and I'm not going to criticize him for it. If I was Trump, I would come right out and expose the deep state. I'd show the Zapruder film on national TV. I would go into a full media operation with him in there talking, and everybody will tune in, billions around the world. And he can still do some ballroom events and things that are heavily scrutinized, but parading around all over the place when the Secret Service is completely compromised and tried to get the president killed is stupid. Okay, I mean, that's the reason tanks have got armor on them. It's not, you know, it's not wimpy to have armor. It's not wimpy to wear camouflage in a combat situation. Okay, say so. He's the king. Anybody that plays chess knows you protect the king. Okay, so we don't want the king in the first move going out to the center of the board. You keep the king over here in the back, and you protect him, and you move pieces around with him. So, look, Trump, we all know you're a badass, okay? I know people that know Trump well. He was always smart enough not to get in fights. A few times, big guys messing with him, whatever, he would just grab and twist him around, push their head in the ground. He's a big Scott German bull, okay? The guy's a freaking bull, all right? But the point is, bullets still kill bulls, okay? I've sat there and shot bison with a deer rifle, and boy, let me tell you, they fell right over. And so we need to understand that, and he needs to be protected. So if Trump wants to roll the dice and do this, fine. But in the age of media, in the age of systems, if he was in there doing Oval Office type addresses, fireside chats every night for an hour and talking directly to the people, he would do 1,000 times better than these events. And I think people should go to the events and just chant, we love you. Now go. I don't think you should. You forget standing ovations. Just say, we love you. Now leave. We love you. Now leave. 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 Until he gets off the stage. They are going to kill him deader than a hammer. And I know Trump believes in God. I know private stuff about him. I'm not going to get into it. He really believes in it. And God's real. And Trump believes if he has total will and no fear, he will defeat them. It's not fear to not let them. Why do we guard nuclear weapons? Because you don't want to get me in the wrong hands. Trump has got to be guarded because he is a weapon. And you keep a fine sword sheathed and oiled and ready for when you've got to use it. You don't just bring it out, start hacking up the furniture and throwing it in the street and pissing on it, and stomping on top of it. Okay? And so that's all I'm saying. Trump is a sword. We need to get him into office on January 21st, 2025, and then he needs to use the executive power of the pen to take all these people out politically, remove them. That's what we want to see, like a samurai that waits until the battle's actually started, pulls out the sword, and then cry havoc. But that's what the goal is to get the missile into the reactor shaft, just like Star Wars. You can hit the Death Star all over the surface and not do anything. We don't want Trump just flying around randomly, you know, blowing up TIE fighters. We want him going into the trench and firing the torpedoes down the reactor shaft into the nuclear reactor and blowing the whole thing up. That's what we want, the whole thing to go. We want to get them all. We want to get the rats. We're going to get the rats. But we've got to keep Trump in the position. Trump wants to be the weapon. He is the weapon, and he will be the weapon we fire down the shaft. But here's the issue. He will destroy them, even if they kill him. And so this is a difference in philosophical and spiritual issues. And that's just where I stand. I would imagine the majority of the viewers, if we have a very smart audience, agree with me. We show up with the phones up the next few days to get your take. Maybe you disagree with me. But he doesn't need to prove anything else. He's been through hell. He's been drugged through the mud. He's been demonized, attacked like nobody in history. And it's time. It's time to withdraw, not from the spotlight, but into the digital spotlight where Trump has the real power. Now, I'm going to give Chase Geiser a few minutes here, and we have a special guest coming up. He ran over 300 of the Trump rallies as his advanced team leader, the president of that group. And we're going to also, I'll continue on into the fourth hour some. I've already gotten into scenarios and different permutations of those scenarios and different combinations of those scenarios in the first hour. But it's important to walk through those again and expand on those because we are at a total and complete crossroads. By the way, it's like 68 degrees here in California. I'm sweating because I'm pissed. I mean, I'm in total war mode. So, I'm ready. I'm so had enough of these people. So, pray for Trump, and then expose the enemy like your life depends on it, because it does. Okay, and do it however you can, legally and lawfully. But it's time for civil disobedience. It's time to, you know, to take over national TV when they're out in public places. You can do it legally. And I've done that plenty of times myself. I don't ask you to do stuff I wouldn't do. I mean, if I was driving down the road and saw NBC News doing a live feed, I'm going to run up on the stage and I'm going to take over the microphone. Or I'm going to bullhorn their ass. And I'm going to probably go today and go bullhorn the Bohemian Grove turds. I was already planning that. Rob, you bring that bullhorn. Thanks.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at here. And you don't have to have a magic plan and have all the answers. And, you know, well, what are you going to do that really brings them all down? Just everybody you talk to, people at the bar, people at the church, people at work, you know, every political donation you take, every link you share, every prayer you say, it's just little knife cuts to the enemy. You've got to intensify that and just say, how do you like that? Because I knew this plan was coming decades ago. So I decided I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight it. And God then just laid the way out for us. It wasn't easy, but all the tribulations only made us stronger. And what Nietzsche said is absolutely true. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I look back at the most horrible things in my life, and now they were all the best teaching and the best things. I look back on horrible memories now, and they're like amazing memories. I mean, it's like it made me who I am. And it really comes down to that, folks. But this is a weapon right here. The information war. That's why it's the First Amendment. And I was already intending to bullhorn Bohemian Grove. I was not intending to sneak in there. And we've got all this incredible footage to digest and try to get out. I could have five crew members here, and they couldn't even get it all out. Rob's been working 18 hours a day. We were up till midnight last night working. And we're going to do the best job we can. But that's what this all comes down to. So you are the megaphone. You are the weapon in the information war. And I'm telling you, get out there and take action and do it now. And once you go out with the intention of taking action, you'll see the opportunities once it's there. But you've got to have the will. You've got to have the focus. You've got to have the commitment, because I think about the scenarios of war and nuclear war and the breakdown of society and what it's going to look like. And it's so horrible that I shudder to think about how I'm going to deal with this. And I get very mad at myself because I personally not dug in with someplace 50 miles off dirt roads you know, to try to, when this goes down, hope I can get there, just so, you know, I don't have to literally fight off cannibals. And within 15 days, people commit suicide or they become cannibals. And if you think army ants going through the Brazilian rainforest and clear out, you know, 1,000 acres in just a few days, people, when they're starving to death, become like zombie apocalypse, okay? In fact, the Pentagon uses that as their cover for drilling to kill millions in mass. If things break down, there's going to be giant hordes of psychotic people running around just roasting and eating people. And in China, during the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward, when tens of millions of people starved to death and were killed, they had big, giant gray cooking pots. There's photos of these. Type in Communist China cannibalism, Communist China cooking pots, Communist China flesh parties. And the communists, that's where they liked it. And so they had, just like if you see Conan the Barbarian, excellent movie made by the great Millis, what an incredible person. So honored to know him. He's actually a friend, great guy, and his daughter. That's his magnum opus, is Conan the Barbarian, not the next one. That was cheesy. He didn't make that. And you see those big gray urns when they go into the Satan temple and they fall over. There's all the body parts in there. Those are exactly like, I never asked Millis if he got that from the Chinese communists. That's exactly these huge, 10 foot tall, 15 foot around, huge gray pots. And they're just hacked up people in there cooking for days. And then they just gobbled the human flesh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sit around when all this stuff starts unfolding and play games. And I guarantee you, people like Zuckerberg's bunkers are going to be tombs. And I'm not saying I'm coming to get Zuckerberg. I'm saying the people of Hawaii literally are waiting. I mean, everybody tells me, white people, Asians, the Hawaiians. I mean, last time I was in Kauai, I probably had people going to get Zuckerberg. I mean, like, you're literally like Frankenstein's castle with the villagers all around you, and they hate you. I mean, you're an idiot. Now, if everything went down, if everything went down in Hawaii, they loved me there. The chief, all of the real chief, they all loved me. I got a place like that because I'm honorable. And you're not. You're scum, buddy. So you understand that. That's a microcosm. We'll be back with hour number three with our special guest, Chase Geyser, riding shotgun, Infowars.com, band.video. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. God bless. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym, so please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.